fit stands pat.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Imagine a poker game. The dealer will ask if you want to raise or hold. Well, yesterday, when it came to interest rates, the Federal Reserve decided to hold. A lot of people breathed a sigh of relief, but that might be premature. David Weiss is the chief economist at Standard & Poor's.
I'm not sure the Fed's done. They're leaving the possibility open of another rate hike in September. This was a little more dovish than I thought it would be in terms of the language, but the fact you had a dissenter who wanted another rate hike, and the fact that I think the employment numbers are going to come in a little stronger over the next couple of months suggests to me we could see another move up in September.
The Fed will continue to keep its eye on inflation, especially growing wages.
Well, the problem is wages are costs. And when costs go up, prices go up. And the Fed doesn't like it when prices go up.
But for now, the rates remain unchanged at 5.25%. It's the first time the Fed has skipped raising the rates since June of 2004. Can you hear me now? Well, the Federal Communications Commission is helping out by making more room on the airwaves. It's auctioning off 1,100 licenses for mobile phone high-speed internet access, streaming video, and more. The Congressional Budget Office thinks the licenses could bring in as much as $15 billion. Speaking of billions of dollars, well, that's just a joke, but millions will certainly be at stake in Britain, where a very expensive divorce proceeding between Paul and Heather McCartney is looming. Stephen Beard reports from London that both have hired the same lawyers who took part in one of Britain's most famous marital splits.
This will be a battle royal in every sense. Paul McCartney has hired the lawyer that represented Prince Charles in his divorce a decade ago, while Heather has opted for the one that represented Diana. The princess got more than $30 million, a hefty settlement for Britain at the time. But the McCartney case seems likely to put that sum in the shade, says Ludo Hunter-Tilney, entertainment correspondent for the Financial Times.
Heather Mills McCartney, who it said, it's been reported, turned down a so-called quickie divorce, which would have given her about $55 to $60 million. It's thought that she could get as much as $400 million.
The wealthiest pop star in the world should be able to handle that. Unlike Prince Charles, who had to borrow money from the Queen to pay his settlement, Paul McCartney is reputed to be worth more than $1.5 billion. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Doctors who treat Medicare patients will have a cut to heal next year. It's a 5% cut in the reimbursements they'll get from Medicare. The Bush administration is overhauling the payment system. They're trying to get doctors to stop ordering more procedures for patients just to run up the bill to Medicare. Under the same reforms, hospitals could get 3% more in Medicare reimbursements. That's if they can prove they're following some new guidelines. Yes, the Fed didn't raise interest rates, but the market slumped anyway. The Dow fell 45 points to 11,173. The Nasdaq was down 11 points at 2060. The S&P was down 4 points at 1271. And in Tokyo this morning, the Nikkei rose 191 points, or 1.2%. This is Marketplace. Another day, another Google story. Today, the search engine is set to team up with the largest academic library in the world. Shia Levitt has a story.
Google plans to announce a deal with the University of California to digitize part of its 34 million volume collection. The cost to scan and store the volumes could reach into the hundreds of millions, and Google will foot the bill. But search industry observers say the arrangement will likely pay for itself by drawing more users to the search engine. Google makes money every time someone clicks on an ad posted on one of its search result pages. Jack Lerner is an internet copyright specialist.
Ultimately, if Google were able to scan the entire library of a major research university like the UC system, the possibilities are massive in terms of revenue for Google.
Digitizing is expected to begin by early September. In San Francisco, I'm Shia Levitt for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, produced by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft Dynamics, business solutions for CRM, supply chain, and financial management. Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics. Market data and news brought to you by Reuters. The facts without spin as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know now.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Today, four Israeli soldiers were reportedly killed in a rocket attack in southern Lebanon. Lebanese police say 41 people died during an Israeli air raid in a Beirut suburb on Monday. So far, the damage to that nation's infrastructure has been estimated at $3 billion. But Ben Gilbert reports from Beirut that the Lebanese have developed an expertise at rebuilding after years of war.
Fadi Namar lived through his country's 15-year civil war that began in 1975. He witnessed the Israeli invasion of 1982, but the sheer tonnage of Israel's current air campaign is something he's never seen before.
Not like this, because every bomb is between 500 kilo and 2 to 3 tons. It's huge. Before the war of the 75 war, no, it's not like that at all.
Namar is the Director General of Roads and Buildings at the Lebanese Ministry of Transportation. Employees are scared to come to work as the Israelis target major bridges and roads. Namar says the scale of destruction is stunning.
All the infrastructure is broken. All of it. Destroyed, even.
Namar says 75 bridges have been destroyed, or about 85% of the country's main bridges. Two of the runways at Beirut's international airport have craters in them. Beirut's port has been hit and fuel storage tanks targeted. The infrastructure costs right now amount to an estimated $2.5 to $3 billion. Here in the southern suburbs of Beirut, whole neighborhoods are devastated. 12-story buildings have been sliced apart, spilling their rubble and interiors onto the street. After so many years of war, the Lebanese know something about rebuilding. But Lebanese economist Marwan Iskander says this time it will be harder. In just 1 month, Israel has undone much of the rebuilding of the past 15 years.
In the southern suburb, as I understand it, and nobody can be accurate, you had 400 buildings destroyed, with at least 20 apartments in each building.
And that's just an estimate. The government can't even assess the damage to Lebanon's south, where 70% of the damage is estimated to have occurred. Back at the Ministry of Transportation, Director General of Roads and Bridges, Fadi Namar, can't do much right now. It's too dangerous to begin fixing anything while Israel continues the airstrikes.
We are preparing for the time when it stops, when the war stops, directly with the action plan, exactly. Directly we'll go through the plan and begin directly to work.
Namar says that when the fighting ends, the roads should only take a month or two to repair. But replacing the bridges will take years and cost around $500 million. The Transportation Ministry's budget this year is $25 million. In Beirut, I'm Ben Gilbert for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
Texans like big cars.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.